The families want Hunt to be prevented from moving anyone else into base housing at Randolph or Laughlin until an outside inspector says the homes are safe to live in. And in the meantime, they want to freeze the automatic rent payments Hunt receives. James Moriarty is lead counsel on behalf of the families who originally filed suit for damages in October.
All we're seeking is for these families to receive the quality housing that the companies claim they're providing. The housing that our government and our military is paying for, and the housing that all of these families thought they were getting when they moved on to the base.
This week, Congress questioned Hunt's CEO and four other housing contractors about poor conditions in base housing around the country. John Ayle admitted there are problems, but he said his company was working toward better maintenance and communication with tenants.
We have heard our residents loud and clear, and we are singularly focused on rebuilding their trust in us and improving their living experience.
Hunt Military Communities was not immediately available for comment about the litigation pending in San Antonio. Similar complaints have been filed against military housing contractors in Oklahoma, Mississippi, Maryland, and Florida. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.